Hello, Wildcat fans. Welcome into another edition of the ACU Sports Podcast. I'm Evan Nemec. This week, we're talking with a guy who knows a lot about ACU athletics and ACU football history because of his upbringing and his family lineage. It is tight end Nathan Jones, who transferred into ACU over this offseason. But he grew up in Abilene, was born here, and he is a fourth-generation Wildcat, and you will hear the pride that he has to wear the purple and white, just like his dad, Jay Jones, who was a All-American linebacker here. The pride he has in his grandfather, DeWitt Jones, who was the head coach of the 1977 National Championship team, and the pride that he has for his great-grandfather, Garvin Beecham, who was ACU's head coach in the 50s, including the 1950 team, the only undefeated, untied team in program history. We also talked with Nathan about how he got from playing at Minnesota for three seasons in the Big Ten to transferring back to Texas and to ACU, the school that he grew up watching and cheering for. Here is our conversation with tight end Nathan Jones. You born and raised in Brock?
I was actually born in Abilene.
Okay.
I grew up in Abilene, Texas, and then me and my family moved to Brock when I was going into the seventh grade, and then I graduated from Brock. So,
yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you went to elementary school and
I went to Wiley.
Park. Okay.
I went to Wiley before they did the East West split. But I went to Wiley K through sixth grade. Yes, sir.
Well, we'll get to your whole family history of ACU in a little bit, but
sounds good.
I wanted to start with your recruitment.
Mm-hmm.
Because reading up, let's see, you graduated from Brock in 22.
Yes, sir.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you're getting recruited, and then that whole ACU staff leaves.
Mm-hmm.
And KP comes in, and he's really like less than 2 months until National Signing Day when he mm-hmm. gets hired here. And so you initially were committed to ACU, right?
I was. If I remember correctly, the summer before my senior year of football, so that would have been the season of 2021, I had committed to ACU before the season had started under the old staff. I think how it went was after about three games of my senior season, the University of Minnesota started contacting me, and I built a relationship with them, and I ended up calling the old staff and telling them, hey, you know, I just want to let you know I'm going to be decommitting and going to the University of Minnesota. It was a really positive thing. But then, yeah, I ended up going to the University of Minnesota. I never, just because, like you said, the new staff was hired, I never got to interact or meet with him, because I think by that time I was already with the University of Minnesota or committed to the University of Minnesota. So yeah.
Did Vanderbilt want you to play offensive tackle?
They did. they did, which I kind of thought that was a little bizarre. I'd have to gain a lot of weight. But I think the reason for that was their offensive scheme or really what the O-line coach saw in me maybe would have reflected or projected that. But yeah, I mean, I'm fine with that, so.
You know, I know pretty much all college football schools come to Texas and recruit Texas,
mm-hmm.
but still, Minnesota coming to Brock, that's
yeah.
got to be a little different. How did yep. Minnesota first get on your radar?
So if I remember correctly, I went to an SMU football camp, and I was there participating, and I'm pretty sure the former tight ends coach at the University of Minnesota was there, and we had talked and built a relationship, and he obviously watched me work out. And then it was kind of chill under the radar. And then after three games or maybe four or five, during my senior season, with Brock, they started recruiting heavy, and I don't know if anybody knows really about Minnesota, but because it's so up there and we're so down here geographically. But when they start recruiting, they recruit hard. And I mean, I got letters and phone calls and texts and coaches flying down. I flew up there a couple times. It was a really cool way. I never experienced that, and that's kind of how Coach Fleck does everything. And I mean, I flew up there and went and watched a game. He flew down on his private jet with a bunch of his coaches to come watch me play a playoff game at the new Ranger Stadium. So it was just a really cool experience. They really did it right in this new kind of era of college football, I would say. And it was a really cool experience. I'm just going to be honest. I would say, you know, they did it right, and I'm very thankful for that. It was a really cool experience. So,
what is PJ Fleck like?
Man,
to play for?
I love him a lot. You know, I was with him for 3 years, and he really took what my parents instilled in me when I left their household, and he just continued that. He's a very high-energy person. Some people think it's fake. It's every bit of real. 6 a.m. team meeting, that's who he is. 2 p.m. practice, that's who he is. 8 p.m. meeting, that's who he is. He's a high-energy, high-character, just full of energy, passion type person, and that's exactly what I am, and I love that. And of course, he's a really good football coach, but he's just a really unique person that I don't think you see a lot in college football. So,
what'd your family think about you going all the way to Minnesota?
Boy, they were at the start. They were kind of like, "This is Minnesota," you know, but then when they started recruiting me and we got to see like who they are as people and kind of what they stand for and what they believe in, it was an instant fix. I mean, my dad's like, I mean, this is what you're looking for. And I was like, I'd have to agree. I mean, the people there are just incredible. It's crazy because I've told some people this, but no one would ever know in Abilene, Texas, because it's 1,000 miles away what's really going on up there. And it's, I mean, you could take that program and slap it in somewhere in Texas, and it would fit right in, I feel like. And yeah, it was really cool.
What were the winters like there?
Oh, man, I went from wearing as little amount of clothes as possible in the summers to wearing snow boots. I had to buy a pair of snow boots. I've never owned a pair of snow boots. I remember walking to class one day. It for sure felt like in the negatives. I was wearing snow boots and 3 jackets, and it was different. I do remember one time walking on the sidewalk. I had my AirPods in, and I was walking, and I wasn't watching where I was going, and I slipped on some ice and fell. And I was like, wow, I've never got to experience this ever. So, but it was interesting for sure. You know, they have the tunnels down there around the university so people can not have to walk in the cold. But the cold was in the winters. That was something. I mean, the amount of snow was incredible. I've never seen anything like it.
Do they have an indoor facility?
They do. Luckily, they have an indoor facility, and we used it a decent amount. So,
good. Did you ever talk to teammates about, hey, in Brock, if there's a 5% chance of snow, we're canceling school, and you know, just how we treat snow and ice in Texas versus how it's a way of life in Minnesota.
Night and day. I think one day we got like 6 or 8 inches of snow in Minnesota, and that's absolutely nothing for them. They had the roads cleared off by the next morning. Here, that would have shut everything down for a week. You know how it is. But I had a couple teammates at Minnesota that were from the Texas area or Oklahoma, and it was kind of a culture shock for all of us, all this snow and ice. So,
All right, so 3 years at Minnesota. Mm-hmm. You got to play a little bit.
A little bit.
I'm sure not as much as you'd hoped for.
I'd agree.
And so what went into making that decision to jump into the portal?
Well, I mean, like you said, I didn't play as much as I would have hoped to, and, you know, sometimes that's how it goes. But I'd gotten my degree. I got my degree in 2.5 years. well, a lot of that came from I took some college credits in high school that transferred over. So I'd gotten my degree. I was kind of ready for a change. I wanted to go play. I wanted to get in there and play and take a lot of snaps and you know, just trying to figure out navigating that whole deal, you know, in the portal, you know, as a grad transfer. It was you know, it's how you expect. I mean, people contact you, you reach out. I mean, it's kind of fast paced, sometimes slow paced. You know, I just wanted to change. I wanted to play, and I got my degree, and I felt like that was a good time for that to happen. So,
who from Abilene Christian were the people talking to you?
Well, Coach Smith, our current running backs coach, he would call, he would text me a little bit every now and then, but then after I had entered, you know, and he started texting, then the tight ends coach got involved, Coach Keene, and then everyone kind of, you know, slowly reached out, and then I ended up taking a visit here, or just a, you know, and got to meet everybody, and got to meet Coach Patterson, and that was probably one of the most, I know you didn't ask me about this, but I'm going to say it anyway, that was probably one of the most impressive, that was the most impressive conversation I've ever had with anyone in sports ever. I was supposed to meet with Coach Patterson for 15 minutes just to, you know, hey, how are you? Just, what are you looking? Just, you know, just kind of regular talk. And it went on for an hour and 15 minutes. Just talking about everything under the sun, what this program stands for, like who I am, just everything. And it was a really, it was an amazing conversation. I fell in love with Coach Patterson instantly, and I fell in love with ACU as well and that whole thing, and then end up coming here, and here I am. So,
I believe it, because when KP gets when he gets going, yeah, he can. Time has no meaning when he's having a conversation with you.
He's an amazing human being. I mean, just like I talked about Coach Fleck earlier, not a lot of people like Coach Patterson in the sports world. I mean, few and far between. I mean, he's very genuine. He's real. You know, he knows who he is. He knows what he's here to do. And with that purpose and direction, it's very dangerous for, you know, just taking on life. I mean, he's a very quality guy, and you can see that easily in him. So, yeah.
What's it been like learning Graham Harrell's offense? Mm-hmm. And, you know, obviously that name alone,
yeah,
you know, brings a lot of, interest.
Oh yeah, we've got quite a few of those guys on our staff who bring some interest. But you know, when I heard of Coach Graham Harrell, I know he was at Purdue
mm-hmm.
last year, and we ended up playing Purdue last year. And I had to Google him. I had to look him up because I'd heard about him. You know, Graham Harrell. And but I mean, he was a legendary quarterback at Texas Tech. Played for the Packers. Was around Aaron Rodgers. I mean, who can say that? I mean, those are just being I'm pretty sure he's in the College Football Hall of Fame. And not a lot of times do you get to be around a guy like that. It's just kind of, even just walking beside him sometimes, I'm like, wow, this guy's been there. He's been where I want to be. He's done what I want to do, and it's cool. But it's been fun learning his offense. His offense is a little bit different than Minnesota's, you know, being in the Big Ten, you know, running the football, that type of stuff. But here, I think he does a nice job of run and pass, And but it's been fun learning his offense. It's kind of a new take on what I've known in college of offense. And it's a really good offense. It's a fun offense to be in, and it was a fun offense to learn. And it's really good and successful. I like it.
Well, against TCU and then against Austin Peay, you know, we started out with a two tight end set, and that's, you know, everybody wants to slap the air raid name on Graham, but obviously, you know, he's you know, set on giving tight ends a chance, and with the guys that are in that room, Jed is obviously a great player. Itty is talented. Did you know that coming in, or has that been something that you've learned that there's
about the opportunity?
I
knew that for sure. Just speaking on the tight end room really quickly, I think we've got the best tight end room in all of FCS football. Like those guys you mentioned came from schools like I did, came here, and but yeah, there's a lot of opportunity. Like you said, I mean, and you've seen it in the past four games. I mean, we're going out there making plays. We're involved. We're needed and used, and it's a great position to be in the offense, like you said. So
you said you came and took a visit to ACU, and I kind of chuckled in my head because I was like, if there's any player that doesn't need to walk around the Abilene Christian campus, like, you could have given them a tour of everything, I bet. Growing up, what kind of place and importance did ACU hold in your all's family and your upbringing?
Well, it means the world. I might not have realized what all it meant growing up, but now that I'm older and I can look at it, it means the world to our family. Being a fourth generation ACU Wildcat, not many people can say that. And I'm always big on playing for something bigger than yourself. And it's not, while you are the one there, it's not about you. It's about what has been established before you. And I mean, I'm not going to get into all what's already here in my family, but I mean, just putting on that purple and white and putting on my dad's number, man, it makes me swell up with pride and joy, knowing that I do represent something bigger than myself. You know what I mean? Like, I get to wear my dad's number. I get to play at a place that my granddad has been successful, my great-grandad has been successful. It really means a lot. I mean, I can't talk enough about, like, just knowing that I'm playing for something bigger than just me. It brings a lot of purpose and pride to how I approach, you know, playing the game of football. So,
no, you're the second person that I've heard today. You know, I knew that RJ's dad was a running back here, RJ Miles. And he said that he wears his dad's jersey number.
That's awesome.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Didn't know you were wearing your dad's number. And so, yeah, I guess we should restate great-grandfather Garvin Beecham, head coach of the 1950 undefeated team. Grandfather DeWitt Jones, head coach of one of the national championship teams in the 70s.
1977.
Your dad, Jay Jones, in the ACU Sports Hall of Fame.
Two-time All-American linebacker.
There you go.
Little lad.
No, that's a long history. And then when I was there in that team meeting in the summer when Coach Patterson made you stand up and say who all these people were, because he's going through his history slideshow. And I'm sure probably 95% of your teammates had no idea of your family history. But what has that been like once they found out what kind of your lineage here?
I mean, I appreciate all that stuff, but I mean, I just kind of want to be treated like a normal person. I mean, and I'm not on some pedestal just because I haven't done anything yet. It's all about, you know, just things in the past. But, you know, it's just, I'm just a normal person in the locker room, normal guy, coming in here, putting his head down and working. I think we've all done a pretty good job of that. But like you said, getting a stand up in that team meeting, it's like I've said, it just brings a lot of purpose and passion to me about, it's not just about me or it's not about this practice. It's like, does it meet the standard of what has come before me? And I kind of like looking at it that way and thinking about it that way. And I feel like if you think about it that way, it brings more purpose to your day than just if you didn't have it. And so I appreciate that. So,
well, KP, I mean, he makes it a point to teach you guys the history of the program. Like you said, what has come before you. If I could count the number of times he's mentioned Tonto Coleman's name.
And Wally Bullington.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's it's he does it a lot. But I think that's important when you have a program so rich in history and people like that. I think it's important to establish where you've came from. Because, I mean, this is a legendary school. You've got legendary people on the walls all everywhere you go. National championship winning coaches, All-American players. I mean, I think it's important. You've got to bring that up. I mean, where you came from, where you've been, because I think it brings purpose to the day, and also gives you a little bit of confidence too. Like, what exactly has gone on here? Some pretty legendary things. So,
what was your family's reaction when you talked about going to ACU?
They tried to let me make the decision, but they wanted me to come to ACU. I won't shy away from that. But I remember I got off the phone with Coach Patterson and told him I'm coming. And I walked over to my dad and told him I'm coming. And he probably knew that was going to happen. But then right after that, I told him I was going to wear his number. And it was a pretty we're not very emotional in my family. But you could call that maybe a little bit of an emotional moment. It was a happy moment. I take a lot of pride in getting to wear my dad's number, and I think he recognizes that, and it's pretty cool. It's not every day you get to do that, and so I don't think there was ever a doubt in my mind that's the number I'm gonna wear that number, because it means a lot to me and it means a lot to him. So
I imagine you have a. Many more family members that can come see you play than when you were at Minnesota.
That's very true. I mean, it wasn't like a bad thing that a lot of family didn't come get to watch me. I mean, some would come up there, and you know, and it is a long fly. It's a long trip. I mean, let's don't get it wrong, but I mean, it is cool coming. I mean, I'll try not to show any emotion here, but you know, running out of the tunnel for the first time at home and, you know, running to the end zone and taking a knee and saying a prayer and then looking up in the stands and seeing 20 of my family members. I mean, that's kind of, that's special to me. And, a lot of emotion and came to me on the field when I experienced that moment, for the first time. And it was pretty special, you know, getting to play football in your backyard where you grew up and all your family's here to see. I mean, it's a really cool moment that I would hope every football player gets to experience playing and having their family come and watch them. And just, it's just really cool. It meant a lot to me.
When you were at Brock, I know you'd play playoff games at Shotwell. That seemed like a favorite of Brock to schedule Thursday night at Shotwell. Did you guys ever play here at Wildcat Stadium?
We never got the chance to play here. I played three that I can remember at Shotwell. And I mean, I know that my teammates on Brock were fired up to play. We liked Shotwell. We had been pretty successful in Shotwell, I could say. But to me, Shotwell was like playing at ACU Field. Like, it was like that for me, being in Abilene. And I took a lot. I treated that like I was playing at ACU. Not that I knew that I would ever be playing at ACU, but like it just felt like that to me. Like I was playing at home. Like this is my home. I've gone and seen tens and tens and tens of football games at Shotwell Stadium back when ACU used to play there. And so I took a lot of pride I just soaked all that in because, I mean, I was playing in Abilene and that's my hometown. And it was a lot of fun.
Was track and field your best sport?
Oh, that's funny. I don't know if it was – it was a pretty good sport for me. My dad threw the shot put and discus in high school, and he got me into it. And I would say I had a lot of success in that sport. I guess you could call – I don't know. I mean, if you want to. I think I would say I was pretty successful at it. I had a lot of fun with it. That was an interesting sport. It's a lot like football. You can have the same, you know, mindset and thought process with it, but I feel like you can kind of turn it up even a little more. It's just you and a ball. And it was a really fun sport. I had a lot of fun. I had a lot of great coaches along the way, and my dad being one of them. And it was a fun sport, and I had a lot of success at it.
How did you – like, what was your best finish at state?
I didn't get the result I wanted to at state. My senior year, I got second in both events. My best throw in competition at the shot put was 63 feet and 2 inches, and I actually did that at regionals right out here at ACU. And I had, like, just like you mentioned earlier, I had all my family there. It was on the last throw. It was really special. I mean, as I threw it, I remember seeing the Moody Coliseum, because that's kind of where the ring was facing when you threw it. And it was beautiful. I have a picture from it when I threw that throw with the Beecham Tower behind it and everything. And it was really special. But I've got a 63, not that it matters, but you asked me. So I've got a 63.2 in shot, and I threw 180 and some change at an area meet, I think, in the discus. So, you know, pretty good throws, I guess, you know. So.
And was basketball just – I mean, obviously you were big and tall. Was it just we're having fun playing basketball?
And basketball –
But y'all, I mean, and Brocky, I mean, y'all'd be like top five in the state in 3A.
Basketball might have been my best
sport. Yeah.
You know, a lot of people like to say just tall and big, but you know, I worked really hard. My mom was a collegiate basketball player. I had basketball in my jeans. I got to wear her number, 42. Mm-hmm. But like you said, at Brock football was awesome, but Brock basketball was awesome as well. Both of those have a lot of rich traditions and state championships, and it was fun. Basketball was a fun sport for me because it was kind of my change up to football, and I had a lot of great teammates and a lot of great coaches, and we expected to win every game, which we did, and we made a lot of great runs. We went to the regional tournament all 4 years. We went to state my junior year. And we never won the big one, but we won a lot of games, and we went deep every year, and it was a really fun — that might have been the most fun I've ever had playing sports. Was it Brock basketball? And so I'm really grateful for my time at Brock, if you can't tell. Blue and gold, it runs in me. I take a lot of pride in being a Brock Eagle, like I do being an ACU Wildcat. And so, long story short.
Yeah. What'd you get your degree at Minnesota in?
It was in political science. Whenever football's done someday, I would like to go to law school. And so I had some academic advisors at Brock tell me, you know, political science would be handy, you know. And it really doesn't matter what degree you get when you're a lawyer, but the majority of lawyers do political science. And so I had fun with it. I mean, if I could go back and do it again, I probably wouldn't change it. I had fun with it. I learned some stuff. Political science might not be my favorite or strong suit, but you know, I had fun with it. So,
And so what are you doing now? What are you studying now?
I'm in a master's program here at ACU at Sports Leadership.
Mm-hmm. A popular one.
Yep. I picked it kind of, the topic I picked kind of by default, but when I looked into the classes, it was nutrition, supplements, sleep, diet, working out, all things I'm highly interested in. So I picked a pretty good one. So, and we got a lot of great classes on deck for the future, you know, so I'm pretty fired up about that decision, getting a master's here at ACU. That's pretty cool. So
you got engaged recently?
I did. I recently got engaged. We've set a date, and we're going to get married in January next year at the ACU Chapel.
Oh, man.
So I'm kind of having, like, ACU's home. I mean, this is where my family is. I got baptized at Jacob's Dream, and I'm getting married at the chapel. ACU is just a special place, if you can't tell, for me and for all my family. You know, a lot of major life events have happened here for me, and I just take a lot of pride in being a Wildcat, not only for me because I'm getting to live it every day, but for my family as well. I mean, you know, the purple and white means a lot to us, and I'm just thankful that I'm the next link in the chain, if that makes sense, of my family. So,
well, last week I talked with the quarterbacks Stone and Cade about what it's like to be married and be a college athlete, and mm-hmm. we talked a lot about their, you know, then fiancés and girlfriends and how they maneuvered mm-hmm. moving schools and all that. So where did you meet your fiance?
Well, we've got a crazy God-led story. I don't think it could have happened any other way. But get this. This is kind of a cool story. She was born in Eota, Minnesota, which is right by a big town called Rochester.
Okay.
And I was born in Abilene. And then I think in fourth or fifth grade, she moves to Brock. Yeah. The Lord had his hands on this one. And then I moved to Brock in seventh grade, and we went, in seventh grade, it could have been eighth grade. We went to a dance. I'm going to be in trouble because I don't know the name of the dance. I think it was the crap. I think it was maybe a winter dance or a homecoming dance. I don't know. But, went to that dance, and throughout the rest of high school, we were just kind of friends. We didn't really talk that much, but I liked her in seventh and eighth grade, and she might have too, or I'm not really sure. But we'd just kind of been separate and distant, you know, and just kind of been friends, and we would talk every once in a while, and it was that way for a long time until – with about 2 minutes, or not 2 minutes, with about it felt like 2 minutes, but with 2 months left in at me being at high school, we just decided we were going to start dating.
Which is not a super smart idea when you're about to go to Minnesota.
Yeah, but what I've learned that sometimes, you know, God can lead us to make decisions that don't really seem smart and logical.
Yeah.
At the time, or to my human mind, but they do to him. And so we started dating. I moved up to Minnesota, and just because I was an hour and a half from where she was born, all her family lived in Minnesota. Her grandma lived in Wisconsin, right on the border. She would come up there, you know, as much as she could while she was still in school, and we got to hang out. You know, I'm lucky that I got to go to Minnesota, because I probably would have never got to meet all her family. And I never would have got to meet her grandma. I've got some really great grandparents. My grandma and granddad Jones, they're amazing. But her grandma, Shirley, she made it on this video. Yes, she did. She's a very special woman. And I never would have got to meet her if I would have went up there. And so just God, a God-led story. But to get back to the point, after a year of me being at Minnesota, she had moved up there. And she had started her nursing degree at a technical college right beside the University of Minnesota. And that we did that whole ball game for about 2 years, and then I proposed to her in April of this year, and then we both ended up moving back home, and I packed up my room in our U-Haul, and I packed up her room in our U-Haul, and we left for Texas, and now, you know, we're getting married in January, and it's just been an amazing, incredible experience. God 100% had his hands on this whole thing. I mean, there's no way with Minnesota and Brock and all this stuff going on that it would have worked, especially 2 months before I leave. I mean, who does that? But I'm just really thankful that God had his hands on that, because it worked out amazing, and now we're getting married in January, and I couldn't be happier. I really can't wait. So
that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it, Nathan.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for talking and sharing your story.
Thanks for having me on. It was a blast.
The ACU Sports Podcast is a production of ACU Athletics. Stay up to date on everything going on with the Wildcats at acusports.com.